AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. It's a ceasefire with Iran holding as the U.S. tries to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
There's no shooting unless we're shot at first.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Okay, we're not attacking them. We're not. But if they're attacking us or they're attacking a ship, you need to respond to that. You're not going to let some fast boat come up on a ship and shoot it up.
Sagar Magani has more of what's being said.
The Trump administration's attempt to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is testing the Iran war's fragile ceasefire. Iran has taken aggressive actions against both U.S. Navy and commercial vessels in the strait.
All below the threshold of restarting a major combat operation.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane alongside Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
No, the ceasefire is not over.
Saying the U.S. expected some churn while starting the mission to open the strait. He'd like it to be a peaceful operation.
But are locked and loaded to defend our people, our ships, our aircraft, and this mission without hesitation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices eased today. Brent crude fell 4%, settling just below $110 per barrel. It's still well above its roughly $70 pre-war price. U.S. gasoline prices rose another 2.5 cents overnight. AAA puts the national average at $4.48 per gallon. But Wall Street rallied as corporate profits keep topping expectations. Chemical giant DuPont, the latest. The S&P climbed 0.8% to a new closing high. The Dow added 0.7%, the Nasdaq a full 1%, setting its own record. Russian strikes on Ukraine killed at least 22 people today. President Volodymyr Zelensky calling it utter cynicism ahead of Moscow's announced two-day ceasefire starting Friday. And Senate Republicans are pushing $1 billion in White House security upgrades for President Trump's ballroom project. Democrats oppose the funding, and the National Trust for Historic Preservation has sued to stop the project. This is AP News. Another primary election day.
President Trump's campaign to politically punish Republicans who stand in his way moves through Indiana when seven state senators face Trump-backed primary challengers. In neighboring Ohio, primaries for U.S. Senate and governor will lock in candidates for two major races with national implications. And in Michigan, voters in a bellwether district will fill a vacancy in the state Senate with implications for the balance of power in a battleground state. Democrats are showing surprising strength in special elections and off-year contests, but there's no guarantee the trend will continue through the midterms when turnout will be much higher. I'm Haya Punjwani.
And the Justice Department is seeking the names of every person who worked in Georgia's Fulton County during the 2020 election. President Trump has long alleged widespread voter fraud in the Democratic stronghold, falsely claiming it cost him victory against Joe Biden. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.